The ACLU of Wisconsin is putting pressure on the Kenosha Unified School District to protect its students from sexist dress code enforcement. The Southeastern Wisconsin School District relaxed some of its dress code rules last school year in response to public pressure. But the ACLU attorney says that female students may still be targeted. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more.
It's a conversation happening around the country. Do school dress codes objectify and body shame female students? Some Kenosha area teens and parents felt the local school district's policy was discriminatory. Alexa Gross was one student who spoke out at a school board meeting. She was punished for wearing an off-the-shoulder sweater.
I was told that I was distracting to others and that I would need to leave. I was not only embarrassed due to the fact that all of my peers watched me get escorted out of the room in dead silence, but also ashamed.
The school board responded to community concerns. In March, it relaxed parts of the dress code focused on clothing mainly worn by female students. Yoga pants, leggings, and tank tops are now allowed. But the issue apparently didn't end there. Wisconsin ACLU attorney Asma Kadri Keeler says the civil liberties group heard from a student in June. The student said her clothing was criticized by a teacher in her summer school class.
A female student had been shamed in front of her classmates and threatened to be sent home 2 days in a row for wearing a tank top and shorts to a summer gym class.
Kadri Keeler says the incident raised questions about how the Kenosha Public School staff were trained to enforce new dress code rules. The ACLU sent a letter to the district asking about enforcement guidelines. Kadri Keeler says when she read the guidelines, she found them lacking.
There was no commitment to anti-discriminatory measures. It didn't actually have any clear-cut guidelines on how a teacher or administrator would enforce the dress code. It was bare bones.
That prompted the ACLU to issue a news release calling on the Kenosha District to revisit its dress code enforcement policy. The ACLU says the district should prohibit staff from body shaming or harassing students. It also says staff should not force students to miss class for a dress code violation. Kadri Keeler says the ACLU is not planning legal action at the moment, but she hopes Kenosha and other school districts take the issue seriously.
I don't think that it's the only district in this state that has this problem. Dress codes are unevenly enforced against girls because they're considered a distraction to boys in the classroom, and that reinforces stereotypes about girls and how they dress, and it privileges boys' ability to concentrate over a girl's comfort and her ability to learn.
The Kenosha School District was unable to comment by airtime for this report. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.